Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb. Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb. Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the five sector.
So I just seen on Fox News that NASCAR's not going to let their fans fly the Confederate flag at their races no more, and that pisses me off. That flag is history. You need to leave it alone. It's heritage, not hate. It just so happens that my heritage is hate, and I'm like Linus from Charlie Brown, and that treason rag is my security blanket, and I don't feel safe if I can't have it. And how is it a symbol of hate in the first place? Just because it was a flag of a group of people who went to war to fight for their right to keep another group of people as property and treat them as subhuman, I don't think so. You're just giving into PC culture, NASCAR. Shame on you. I can't watch no more football. They're taking the Confederate monuments out of the park by my house that I just learned we had and all of a sudden care deeply about. And then there's you, NASCAR. You traitors, you Benedict Arnold. You need to leave politics out of it and stop making me question my morals. Unless it's Donald J. Trump driving around the track at the Daytona 500 earlier this year, you need to leave politics out of it. All of you, I wish all these bands would just shut up about politics and play their songs about politics. Stop making me think about stuff. So today, I'm going to raise my emotional support beer to you, NASCAR, because I'm done.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Wallach over there is in the Town Fair Attire Studios. And is this right? Did a NASCAR driver quit after the Confederate flag ban?
We talked about that yesterday.
Series guy.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't know that was NASCAR. I didn't know the truck series was NASCAR.
It is. It's like the Friday night races most of the time. They do it Friday night, and they're kind of the farm league for.
Yeah, it's like the double A version of the actual stock car race.
So, I haven't been in about 15 years, but it used to be Friday nights were the truck races, Saturday was qualifying, and then Sunday was the actual race. And so you kind of saw the stars of the future. It's basically the Cape League of NASCAR. if you look at it that way. But the best thing is that there was so many people just dunking on this guy yesterday, and I got to be honest, of all people, Deadspin had the best headline, and they said, "Driver honors Confederacy by retiring with the same number of wins," and that is zero. This man has won nothing.
He's saving a little bit of money.
Yes, and his statement was just it was great too, and he put it on Facebook. And it was, let me see if I could find what he said, because it was basically, oh, here it is. Well, I've got it here somewhere. I'll find. Oh, here it is. He goes, well, it's been a fun ride and a dream come true, but if this is the direction NASCAR is headed in, we will not participate after the 2020 season is over. I don't believe in kneeling during the anthem, nor taking people right to fly whatever flag they love. He said, I could care less about the Confederate flag, but there are people that do it doesn't make them a racist. All you're doing is effing up one group to cater to another, and I ain't spend the money we are to participate in any political BS. So everything is for sale. I don't understand the last two sentences that seem to be written in code, but I guess he's selling off all of his NASCAR truck stuff because he doesn't. It's costing him money to race because he's not winning, apparently.
Right. So you can get all his stuff right there.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, there's this
thing on the internet, and it's on. I just saw it right now, and it's like you can pick three bands. All right, and so there's the Beatles on there, the Rolling Stones, the Clash, U2, REM, and then there is Manowar.
Manowar, for people who don't know, are the band that used to dress as barbarians, unironically, and they were all like these muscle dudes, and every cover had them in like a loincloth with swords.
Yes, there's Slipknot, Death. Venom, Evanescence, Dream Theater.
Oh, now we're talking. I used to think that every time Dream Theater came in concert, you had to shut down every guitar center for the day because every employee was there. They were all at the show, and they had to, you know, it was like a holiday.
Yeah, and then a band called Nightwish, which I don't know what that is.
Well, I don't either.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got, you know, I'm not a huge Beatles fan or Rolling Stones fan, but, you know, you got them and then you got Manowar. I don't know which way you're going to go on that. Or Bohemoth. A band called Bohemoth is also on there.
You got to bring back loincloth movies. Like, I mean, back in the 80s, there were plenty of those. I mean, you not only had Conan, but there was, like, The Beastmaster, which was, I mean, matter of fact, I've seen The Beastmaster probably 20 times. I mean, that movie, I used to be able to, like, lip sync it. I've seen it so many. That was one of those HBO specials. It was always on HBO, so you saw it a million times.
That was like Mommy's Dearest. It was all the time, and it was just the freakiest movie in the world.
Yeah.
Mommy Dearest. But yeah, the Beastmaster is when he could get the hawk to come to him, right?
Yeah, and like he could control the animals, and Rip Torn was the bad guy. And believe it or not, Rip Torn was kind of scary as a bad dude.
Rip Torn's a good actor.
Yeah, not bad. Rip Torn was pretty good. John Amos was his sidekick.
Oh, boy.
Life is a circle. We shall meet again. So, on top of that, it was, then they made Beastmaster 2 through the Portal of Time. Whenever you really want to phone it in and you don't have the budget to do another movie, you know, where you're a barbarian and have to build sets, you just have them come to the present day. You have him go through a time portal and meet up with Kari Wuerer and walk around modern-day Los Angeles.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because you have no budget whatsoever. So they actually made a sequel to that one. Mark Singer, also the star of V, the television show.
Remember V was supposed to be like the biggest thing in the world? That I think that premiered after the Super Bowl.
I think the ratings were massive. That was like five or six episodes. It was like a mini series, and it was about aliens invading. But I think V was a huge success. It was massive.
Yeah, it was one of those things like the day after.
Yeah,
which was great to see in elementary school when the world comes to an end. that was fantastic to see. Oh, it's a nuclear Armageddon. There you go. That's really fun stuff.
Yeah.
It's not going to worry me at all.
I think TV was a lot more disturbing years ago. I think that they clamped down on the ratings. And I mean, there were PG-13 movies that today would be R's. There's no question. I mean, they really pushed the limit when that rating first came out. There's PG movies now that are fairly terrifying. Remember the movie Swamp Thing? Do you guys remember that movie?
Yes.
Okay. I never saw it.
I remember. I've seen bits and pieces.
It's good in a cheesy way. It's like it's a Wes Craven. The guy who did Nightmare on Elm Street. He did it. I think he did that right before Nightmare on Elm Street. So it's kind of got that Wes Craven type creepy vibe. But dude, that movie's violent. There's like naked people through it. It's a PG movie. Like that was like one of those films that was on at like noon, you know, during the day, and it had all the makings of an R-rated movie, but nobody cared. But PG was PG.
There was other things like the episode of Happy Days I saw 2 years ago where they're going to the prom and Fonzie tells a girl that he's got a date for her and Sticks, the black character, walks in and she passes out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's obviously certain things. Yeah. Certain angles of shows they've kind of come
dated?
By the wayside by now.
Yeah. Sticks comes in and she's so overcome with fear that she passes out. And that is a scene from what was considered a family sitcom. Which, you know, is not exactly the right message, I don't think, for the children.
I wouldn't think so.
All right, Rich. There was good news yesterday. What are we going to talk about?
Let's talk about that good news, if you want to call it that. The NHL at least said something. So we'll get to that. Also, some more news when it comes to the players having a little bit of an issue with what's going to happen down in Disney World with the NBA and something that might make Dan Roach's life. We will get to that as well.
All right, so we'll be right back.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Sports Hub. More of Toucher and Rich.
Tough is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Football. They have dates on calendars. The NBA has dates on calendars. Major League Baseball, well, they can't stop punching themselves in the nuts, but at least as soon as they agree on money, they got a plan. Even the MLS has dates on calendars. But until yesterday, what's that? Oh, yeah, golf is back. Of course they got dates on calendars. The UFC's got Fight Island. But until yesterday, the NHL has just been a big ball of what the hell is happening. Like a lost Canadian boat at sea with no direction. And then we got this. The league announced yesterday that training camps will begin on Friday, July 10th. After reaching an agreement with the Players Association, this is being called Phase 3. Awesome. So this means that we know when real games are going to be played, right? Well, according to the press release, the length of the training camp and therefore the start date for the season to start is referred to as Phase 4. That's going to be determined at a future date. What are we doing? They still have no dates, no location, and right now it seems like they have no plan. There is no excuse for this. This is so NHL of them at this point. I mean, if you're just going to give the NHL the benefit of the doubt, which I don't know if they've really earned, if you believe they have everything hammered out and they just want to reveal a piece at a time like some reality show, then just on this schedule alone, this would mean that hockey would start sometime in August. But let's just say for a moment that Richie McSources, sitting right here, got a phone call from someone who heard us talking about this yesterday. And for the first time, I heard someone say that they don't think the NHL is going to finish their season. Okay, first of all, this wasn't an A-plus source when it came to this topic. It was more like a B or a B-plus source, possibly. Listen, Richie McSources has a limited Rolodex. I'm no Woj, but I aspire to be. On top of that, I don't believe it for a second. They're going to get this worked out, but the clock is ticking, and all the other leagues, including soccer, are embarrassing you right now. I saw the news come out. Everyone got excited. I'm like, this does nothing. Like, there's no dates yet, and there's not a reason why they shouldn't have it when everybody else has them. Like, why haven't they figured out where it's going to be, at least? Like, just where it's going to be.
I think they have. I mean, we talked
about
this.
Then why are they waiting?
Yeah, I think the reason why they haven't revealed where it is they're playing is because they're negotiating with the players about safety protocols and quarantines, and it's taking that long. That's what I maybe choose to believe, but I mean, it makes sense.
But why would they open training camps?
That's the thing. That's the thing. You have guys, you have a date on the calendar, which is 4 weeks from today, Friday, July 10th, that players are supposed to show up for training camp. Training camp, according to everything we've heard, is supposed to be 3 weeks. I mean, you're right. The season won't restart until August, but it seems to me that if they've introduced phase three, they're not going to have these guys just show up and start practicing.
It's because they're buying time. And you know what? If I didn't have the dates down yet either, I'd do the exact same thing. I would say, all right, listen, in the meantime, you guys just get ready. So once this thing is agreed to and we have these cities secured and we've got the dates secured, that it's going to take less time to ramp up.
It's close. My bet is they're close, Rich. They've got to be close. Otherwise, they wouldn't have the players come back.
Yeah, they wouldn't have them come back. Yeah,
but see, as I said, I would do the same thing because it cuts down on the time of that you would set up to get it done. But isn't it embarrassing that they don't have this all set yet?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You've been lapped by pro soccer. Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
Except no one knows that.
Yeah, that's true, too.
the one thing about the soccer deal, it's going to be fun to watch. I'll give you that, because I know that there's people who don't watch a ton of MLS soccer, but the way that it's going to be now is it's almost going to be like World Cup, because it's basically just a tournament, and from what I heard, because the sun is so effing hot in Florida, where they're going to be playing, you know what that means? Morning sports.
9 a.m. kickoff.
Yep. You're going to have a 9 a.m. game, a 10:30 a.m. game, and a 9 a.m. game, a like 8:30 p.m., and then a 10:30 p.m. game. So it's going to be World Cup-esque when they get this thing started. And it's the first sport back. So for a week and a half, you know, you're going to have that on TV before any of these other leagues, unless baseball can get out of their own damn way. And even then, I don't think their timing is going to match up. But they're going to be the only thing on TV. And to be quite honest, if it's all for a playoff and it's like a playoff format, I would enjoy that. Like, that's something that I would watch, especially
you would watch something
sports.
That you have no idea who the players are dancing around in a sport.
I do that every World Cup, Fred. Every World Cup I do that.
He's got a point there.
World Cup is the best players in the world.
That's true. You do recognize Neymar and Ronaldo and all the... Yes. Yeah, you do see those guys.
And yes, and there's the world is watching. It's the biggest tournament maybe in sport. So there is a slight difference between the two.
And Fred, maybe you're right, because I thought that I was going to be totally into like the return of golf and NASCAR, and just because it was sports, I watched a couple of the games, and then I watched part of a race, and I was like, yeah, you know what? That's not really what I want. As I said, it's not even a return of sports; it's a return of sports that I want to watch.
Right.
But I do enjoy the World Cup, so maybe this will be a little bit different. And there's a chance we might get an hour off in the morning, because I think 98.5 The Sports runs Revolution games.
I got to be honest with you; I don't think they're preempting us for Revolution. Revolution game.
Well, who knows? I don't
see that.
Game.
Rich, I don't see that happening. I'm thinking, yeah. I think, I have a phrase for you, HD2 channel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Doesn't mean we can't lobby for it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it seems like we have a lot of power right now.
I'm not thinking
on the labor side. As we
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, if it's not already making you feel bad enough that they haven't got these dates on calendars, today is the one-year anniversary of Game 7 of last year's Stanley Cup Finals. Just, that's the worst game I've ever been to, and not just because of what it meant, just because of the game itself sucked. Not one moment of joy throughout that entire thing. Ugh, yay, yay. But I loved the week leading up to it, man. That was fun as hell, and I sure loved how you pissed off those rednecks in North Carolina, and I missed that, and I hope it all comes back. But, man, I'm not feeling too good. But on another Bruins note, what's up, David Pastrnak?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I know. We're doing great. Hey, you just won your fourth golden hockey stick as Czech Player of the Year for a fourth straight season.
Wow.
We all knew that existed.
The golden hockey stick?
Hey, I heard he was a finalist. I was worried.
Well, listen.
I've never heard of that in my entire life. I follow the sport. I was unaware of the golden hockey stick that somehow got by me.
It's a big deal.
That's like the name of the award for the two. Is it the Maxwell Award or something for the two best goaltenders on the same team?
Oh, the Jennings Trophy. Yeah.
You know, the Jennings Trophy. The that Jennings just comes trophy. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's right. The two best goalies.
Yeah, and you're like, when did this happen?
I thought the Vezina kind of solved all problems, but I guess not.
Yeah, see, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, I know.
Sure. I've heard of the Vezina.
It's right. A real award.
Right.
Yes, that's something that has come across my desk before. Yeah, the golden stick is the
golden hockey stick.
The golden hockey stick. This is the first time I'm hearing of such a thing.
Well, it's a shame because I've got a little hockey trivia for you. So he just won Pastrnak his fourth straight season. The golden hockey stick is the Czech Player of the Year.
Thanks.
I know. I've already told you that. You've already told me thanks. But, Fred, who does that tie for the most consecutive golden hockey sticks?
I have a golden stick all the time.
That's
right.
The Jager.
It's some one time the Stamos is like, let's put gold on them, and I said, then what? How do we make the juice? And he says, good point. He goes, good point, Jager. I said, no problem, Johnny.
So he is now tied with him, and you know, maybe you can get him his own peanut butter now. Seeing that he's tied the Yog Man.
Yes, yes. And then maybe you can make the ladies, they watch the fire, and then they put the flame up to the smoke system, so the Yogger has to come out as a fireman, and then he bangs all of them, which is an actual commercial that aired in the Czech Republic.
It is. And they basically have a fireman come over, but he's a stripper, basically, right? Like a Magic Mike type thing as
they
a fireman.
See, okay, they see Yogger on TV as a fireman. And then they get, like, it's like a bachelorette party. And so they get, like, extremely excited. So they take the bachelorette cake with the candles lit, and they put it up to the, like, smoke detector, and all this water starts falling. So their, like, shirts are, you know, getting wet T-shirts. And then the Jager comes in, and he just, like, looks at the camera and goes, I guess it's time to do the ladies.
I guess it's one by one. Take a number.
One by one, please. This is not the rookie. I'm surprised Jager only won that many in a row. I'm surprised he didn't win like 20 in a row.
What other Czech hockey players could have taken that from him during his period of playing?
Oh, boy. Jesus. I have no idea.
So, Fred, get on that. The Golden Hockey Stick Award. See who robbed him of his fifth in a row. Not quite sure.
He just gave it up. He said, I've had enough of this.
That could be it. Well, we knew this was going to happen just one day after baseball commissioner Rob Manfred said there's a 100% chance there's going to be baseball this year. There are now reports that if both the players and owners can't agree to a deal, there will indeed be significant players who will sit out the 2020 season. This is according to Bob Nightingale, who may not be Richie McSources, but he's close. They said that one owner has already heard from several of his team's players that they will sit out if Manfred imposes this shortened season, even knowing they would forfeit their salary, lose a year of service time, which counts towards them becoming a free agent. Players are still willing to not take the field. The other thing, too, is that while baseball's made it clear that they want it to return, I guess that sentiment isn't reportedly shared by every team owner. In other words, the players, most of them want to play. They just want their demands met. But the owners, they're getting to the point where half of them don't even care if there's a season.
Right.
So, I mean, this is going to be strange. And I think you're getting a season no matter what. I think you got to take Rob Manfred at his word. But whether or not, as the report came out, you're going to see guys like, you know, Mike Trout, or you're going to get, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones who have spoken
out. Bryce Harper.
Yeah, Bryce Harper. Whether or not you're going to see them out there actually playing, That's a whole different thing altogether.
You know, it's interesting, and Dan just said this name in my head, but I was thinking about this anyway. If Blake Snell pitches after all of this, if they impose the season and Blake Snell pitches, I mean, all of the complaining he did, and then he would go pitch anyway. I mean, what does that make him? You know what I'm saying?
He won't pitch. If nothing changes, if it ends up being that Manfred pushes through the 50 games and they make no concessions on the pay, he's not going to pitch.
No, he better not.
They broke it down how much he'd be getting paid. And by the way, this is when it was more than 50 games. I think he's only going to get in relative to what he would make next year and for the next 3 years. I think he's due something like, isn't it $7 to $9 million a year for the next 3 years? It might even be upwards of 12. All these numbers are running together. But he would only make like a little over like $1.5 million.
After what he said and how standoffish he was, it's like, I'm risking my life, bro. Well, then don't pitch.
Yeah, don't pitch.
Don't pitch. You know what? Suck it up and don't get paid this year. You're worried about your health? Don't pitch.
Yeah. And then good. And enjoy the rest of your contract with a year out of it. So, you know, what you thought was this certain amount of money is now not that.
And think about it, too. How many times would he actually be pitching during that time? You know, you only got 50 games. Yeah. Think of it that way.
Nine starts, probably.
Yeah. How much is that really going to affect you? I mean, you're right. Any normal person would say, well, hell yeah, I'm going to pitch. But I think that he's going to be one of the guys who is going to sit back and not play.
Well, he has to because he had such a problem with it. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
All right, let's get to some of this basketball talk because this is an issue about these players not wanting to spend 3.5 months in a bubble. We'll get to that.
All right, here are the headlines.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. John, what is the time and temperature?
I'm glad you asked that. It is 70 degrees at 6:37. Time and temperature are brought to you by Dell. Dell Technologies Advisors are here to help business work remotely with unparalleled collaboration solutions like Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
All right, Rich, what is going on?
Well, when the NBA announced that the league would be finishing their season in a quote-unquote bubble down in Disney World, the response was pretty much resoundingly positive. But now the reality has set in that some players may have to be away from family and restricted from leaving their limited area in Disney, and that has reportedly shocked some players.
The players were very excited about playing, and then the details have really been shared with all of them in the last 3 or 4 days, and they're just a little shocked. I didn't know we were only going to be allowed to go here. I didn't know it was going to be 7 weeks until I can see my wife or my girlfriend. I didn't know that I'm going to be restricted to these buses and this movement. I do think that they'll come around it because, you know, when I first started studying the concept of the bubble back in April, I was like, wow, there's no way this can happen. And I mean, the more people I talked to, even at this company who was going to produce this thing, were like, wow, I don't think this is going to happen. And then the more time that passed, the more time I got to understand it, I came around to understand that this was possible. And I think ultimately the players will too.
Yeah, that is Brian Windhorst, and it seems like many of the players agreed to the whole playoff structure and everything on and off the court before hearing all the details, and right now it's kind of hitting them in the face.
What did they think all of this meant?
It's different. It's, you know, I'll be honest, you know, because you're just happy to come back and you're like, wow, this is great. They've got an idea, I mean, and you're thinking about that. But I mean, I mean, 3 months away from everybody. And I've been saying this. It's different when it's everyone's quarantining. But when you're down there and the rest of the country you're going to see all over the place is out doing things, that's going to drive you.
But.
Insane.
But, Rich, I mean, they used the word bubble. They've used the word quarantine since the very beginning. What did the players think they were getting into?
That's not reading the small writing at the bottom of the contract.
Okay.
That was just, the car's so amazing. And then you read at the bottom of it that, you know, you're on the hook for a bunch of crap. But, I mean, it's just reality is finally setting in because these details have been somewhat shocking. So here's Windhorst about that.
I was stunned that they, number one, didn't take a wide vote of everybody. And number two, that they gave the thumbs up without having seen all of these details, because there's players high up in the union that I think were surprised by finding these details out and are part of the group that isn't so sure in this. I do think that it's like a proxy for anything. I proxy vote in my homeowners association all the time, but I never know when they change the garbage pickup day. So I think this proxy was approved and it probably needed a little bit more examination. I do think we're going to see the NBA bubble. It's going to happen on schedule, and I think we're going to see the majority of the players in there wanting to make this pick a go.
That's the first thing I thought of.
It's just like all these
chicken
Mama
bones,
Celeste, empty pizza boxes.
Garbage pickup's very important to him. I understand.
Sure. I mean, listen, it's a lot. I mean, remember Star Wars, the thing they were trapped in? I'm imagining that.
The masher, yeah.
The trash compactor. That's right.
Right. So. I just love that was his first go-to thing that he thought of. Now, listen, I don't know if this is going to be a real problem, but here's what I want to know. So, like, if it's not, if you know that they're basically going to agree to it, do you guys think that they're angling for something, like some more freedom? Like, are they, does it sound to you almost as if they want to do this, but they don't want to be restricted to not leave?
Yeah, I mean, I would. That seems about right. I mean, it doesn't seem ridiculous that they'd want to leave. They'd want to be able to leave the compound.
But it is against everything that everyone's been talking about with the launch of all these leagues, is that, you know, everyone wants to do it responsibly. They want to do it without the spread of COVID-19. And don't you think that if the league, like, they almost can't agree to that now, right? Like, there's no way.
I mean,
no.
It depends on how much they, like, where they want to go. I mean,
Orlando, Jam Lando, Fred. I mean, you've talked about it yourself.
The Lando is several miles away. It's not exactly next to Disney World. But I can't see wanting to go there. But and I don't think Rachel's is open. I don't think the strip clubs are probably open. They'll probably be the last to open. So I don't know really where they'd want to go. But it would be scary. I mean, they're telling you that you're going to go. You don't exactly know what the bubble is and where you're allowed to go. So yeah, I think right now it would be weird, but. You know, the league can ease restrictions a little bit, and then maybe it won't seem so harsh to the players.
Well, the easing of restrictions, that makes it even more interesting to me, because the chances of a star player testing positive, obviously it goes up if you've got people leaving this bubble and going in and out and doing it that way. And, I mean, is at that point, don't you think there would be a game changer, like a chance that someone who is a star ends up having to sit out for a round? I mean, that would be...
It's going to happen. The chance of that is there anyway.
No, I mean, not if everybody stay... If you're testing every single day and everyone is staying in the area that they're supposed to amongst each other, I don't think there's a high chance of that.
They're also saying asymptomatic people can't spread the virus.
No, that got taken back. Yeah, that was a false report that came out. But I know what you're saying, though, Fred. That was like one report. But no, this in this case, I just think that... you know, they're angling for something. And it sounds to me as if they're angling on loosening the restrictions. Now, maybe what they could say, if I was the NBA, here's what I would do. I would say, instead of you being able to wait, because it's not, supposedly not until the conference finals that families will be allowed to stay with the players. That seems even a little harsh. You know, if you're going to have people stay with you, why don't you bring your family there from day one so they can quarantine with you?
And I have no idea why you couldn't bring a loved one. Yeah, that I have no idea.
It almost seems like that would solve the problem even more so than having somebody come during the Eastern Conference Finals, because if they're not quarantining, you know, there's a chance you could get sick before that starts. So have them come down with you.
Maybe it's just capacity. Maybe they just don't have enough rooms.
Dude, it's Disney World. They've got a million hotels
down
there. I know,
but the NBA is focusing on two or three hotels. Disney's not handing over 9 or 10 of them. That's the thing.
And you've seen the list of what each team's allowed to bring. I think it's a total of 35 players, which sound, or not 35 players, 35 staff, which it sounds like that's a fine number. But, I mean, you're cutting a ton of coaches. Mm-hmm. You're cutting a ton of, like, physical therapists and the things that usually go and travel with these teams. 35 is small. So, but now, speaking of that, John, they're going to be players. They're going to give people an option now, and this came out yesterday, that if you don't want to play, you obviously don't have to. But teams are going to be able to go out and sign players and bring extra players to fill that roster. And they're going to go up to 17, too. 17-player roster. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get some of these G Leagues guys there. But even more interesting is, what do you do for the media who's going to cover this? And according to reports, most of the major media spots like ESPN and CBS and ABC and all these other places got a memo yesterday saying that if you want to cover this team, you have to be willing to accept that you could be there for 3.5 months with no option to re-enter if you exit quarantine. Yeah. So and it's not
you,
just...
I saw you tweet to Dan Roach and say, ha-ha, now it's the dream.
well, and then he tweeted back, I am in. Hi-ho, it's off to work we go. And so somebody tweeted back and said, this is your dream come true. And he goes, I imagine waking up, grabbing a cup of coffee from your refillable Disney mug, and then walking to the monorail, over to the transportation center, hopping on a bus to the Wide World of Sports complex for your workday. Pretty good life. And then 3 smiley face emojis. I mean, this is it really does take a certain type of maniac to go to Disney for 3.5 months and not be able to leave and not go to the parks or anything like that. Because, I mean, that's part of the whole deal. You just got to stay in your hotel and you go to where the games are played. You can golf, but that's it.
I'm just imagining Dan every night going to the Applebee's. Just right at the bottom of the – remember in Indianapolis you had a TGI Fridays in the hotel? That's what I imagine Dan's life being. Well, he doesn't care. He just ordered the same slice of pizza every night.
I just imagine Dan dressing up as Goofy and going into the park and being, I foiled you.
So this is interesting. He said, for the moment, this is according to the report that came out about the press. It goes, it revealed that the NBA plans to divide the press into two distinct tiers. The first smaller tier would reside in the bubble. Said once they are brought into the environment, first tier reporters would be tested daily, just like players, and permitted to interact with players and coaches. That's the group that's going to have the most access, but will work under far greater restrictions than under normal ones. And they said members of the press would be fed, though their housing expenses would not be covered by the NBA, nor their Disney hosts, making the price tag what they call, quote, cost prohibitive for most outlets. Dude, you know how expensive it is to stay at Disney for 3.5 months? Dude, you could buy like a building for that. They said those reporters who work for media companies unable to shoulder this expense or unwilling to be separated from their families for that length would be shunted into a larger second tier. Those reporters would be allowed to attend the games in person but would not be allowed onto the Disney ESPN campus in person face-to-face interactions with any players, coach, team staff, or prohibited altogether. If I'm Dan Roach, you go second tier, man. You don't need to be face-to-face. You just want to be there. You just want to sit there and be able to cover it and ride your rides, I would think.
And first of all, they're never paying him for being first tier. Second of all, they're going to put him in Kissimmee. And he's going to have to commute into the park.
He wouldn't
care.
But
he ain't going to care.
No.
He'll be at medieval times, yucking it up. this is the dream. This is the dream. 3.5 months at Disney. I mean, just throw and imagine if baseball starts and they and the Yankees are playing at the Wild World of Sports, yeah. and he has the Yankees too.
How great would it be if after this 3.5 month excursion, he ends up hating Disney? Like, if it does the opposite.
It's like a nightmare for him. Yeah. He can't escape it.
Ruin the one thing he's had in his life all this time.
His life, like, falls apart while he's there and he can't do anything. I can't leave, honey. I can't leave. No, I got to my friends. And so I got to. Like, everything around him just starts falling apart. And he's stuck at Disney World. So he resents Goofy for the rest of his life.
He sees Mickey and picks up a knife. It's like a Pavlovian response.
Right. It's like Pavlov's dog. Like, he sees, like, you know, he sees Donald Duck and he instantly starts punching himself in the face without knowing he's doing it.
Oh, man.
It's a Clockwork Orange. They keep his eyes open with toothpicks, and he's sitting there going, ah, it's not a small world. It's not a small world. It's a big world.
Oh, that would be great for him to be our embedded reporter down there. That would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
As he said, I don't know if anyone's going to. I mean, that does seem like a fairly. Even a Kissimmee, Fred, for 3.5 months, that's probably no joke expense wise. But
well, you could do it for under a grand.
Kissimmee. So, what do you say, like $49 a night or something like that?
Not even. I'm saying, you know, you get in the right place, it's like $12. I'm saying, what do you want out of me?
Right, that's the kind
free
of
free cable.
Where you, right. You catch like crabs from the bed sheets.
Yeah. I mean, so what? You get to go to Disney. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
All right, let's get some more out of this NASCAR thing. It's pretty wild, the fallout from the banning of the Confederate flag.
All right, we'll be right back.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
WhatsApp, Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hell no, boy.
Y'all done up and done it.
Oh, no. Hell no, boy.
Y'all done up and done it.
Oh, no. Hell no, boy.
Man, y'all done up and done it. Y'all done up and done it. Man, y'all done come up on. And done
my
it.
My first song was like 48 bars with no hook. Come hear me flipping through my pages out my favorite notebook.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And Rich, the NASCAR situation is getting worse and worse.
Yeah, well, actually, it's getting interesting because after the banning of the Confederate flag, thanks to Bubba Wallace speaking out about that, you've got that one dude who drives for the Truck Series who hasn't won anything, and he said, "I'll take my flag and I'll go home." So he got all pissed, but it sounds like he's got support from most of the other drivers, including Ryan McGee. He spoke out yesterday and said this about the banning of the flag.
Nobody wants to come at me with the old heritage, not hate argument when it comes to the stars and bars. You don't come at me about heritage, about this flag. You don't come at me about what this flag means. You're talking to a direct descendant of slave owners. I'm sitting on the coast of North Carolina right now. Not 30 minutes up the road is Fort Fisher, which was the last line of defense for the Port of Wilmington. In 1865, my relatives, great-great-great uncle and grandfather, lost to the Union forces trying to defend Wilmington, were put on a ship taken to upstate New York. When the war ended, they walked on foot 600 miles from Elmira, New York, to Rockingham, North Carolina. You don't have to tell me about what that flag means. I know what it means, and I know they were on the wrong side of history. If they were alive today, I hope in my heart that they would know they were on the wrong side of history. So we're on the right side. My DNA is what it is. No one can come at me with any, you don't know my background. Yeah, I know your background. It's my background, and I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. So
wow, I mean, someone cracked a history book. I mean, who the hell knows what their great-great-grandparents did? My Lord. Was it great-great-great-grandparents? Because it's got to be, right? If it's like the 1860s.
Great-great-uncle, I think.
I don't know. Whatever it was. That someone's. I don't know how everyone knows all this history of their family.
If you've never moved, it's probably pretty easy. You know what I mean? That's like if you just stayed kind of in the same spot like for generations.
All the family records kind of stay put.
Yeah.
No, it's like, yeah, everyone just knows what like people did in the like in the 1800s in their family. And I'm like, who the hell knows that? Like, who the hell's taking the time to figure that out? Because I guarantee you mine's boring as hell. It's like, yeah, he had a horse. You know, like there's nothing.
Right.
Like, I mean, even if they were in the army, I don't. I mean, everyone's got a relative that was in the army. I mean, I don't know. Who the hell knows? The older ones. Civil War. That is a man who is. His genealogy has been well uncovered, I got to tell you. So good for him. Don't tell him about heritage.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Because that's the big shirt. It's heritage, not hate. And that's what the shirts that they would wear down there. Instead of, you know, where they would put the Confederate
very
flag.
Very proud of the Civil War. It's every, and everybody proud of, like, Scott Joplin. Like, the ragtime, which is even after the Civil War.
Sure.
Like, what do you care about what happened in the 1800s? Like, when you're so proud that you have the stupid flag?
I meant to tell you, with all these protests, I knew it was coming, but I've had so many of our listeners send me these stories. Take one guess what place I've spoken about that is finally getting people to notice it, and people are going and protesting out in front of it.
Oh, the racist guy's place in Kennesaw?
Wildman's, the place I told you about, that if it was any other city in the entire country, people would be like, oh my God, I can't believe it exists. It's this place called Wildman's Civil War Surplus Store, and it's this guy who sells, I mean, Klan robes. I mean, and you go in there, and it's like a house of evil in this place, and the guy's now 90, by the way. I read an article. But, you know, it's you go in there, and it's as awful as it gets. There's T-shirts that have the most exaggerated, you know, drawings of minorities, and it's got, I mean, there's bad stuff in this place. And if you don't think it exists, just Google it. So finally, this has kind of become a national story. I'm like, yeah, it's been there forever. And I know the town has tried to put a really nice burger place next to it and kind of a fancy little steak restaurant, but right in the middle of it is a little house of just hell. I mean,
I'm sure he's really upset about the protests. I'm sure he's not rubbing his hands together going, more publicity.
Hey, you may be right.
Oh, no, he doesn't care about the protest. He's having the time of his life. I mean, that whole idea for that store is that he's super racist and that people come in. I mean, how much money do you think the guy's made? I mean, it's not like he's a multimillionaire like, with a chain of them. I mean, this is what the guy wants. The guy was one the minorities protesting him. That's exactly what he wants. But again, he probably knows what his great-great-grandparents did.
Probably right.
Yeah, I would imagine that they...
I mean, he's 90, so I got to think...
Yeah, yeah.
He's probably close to living in the Civil War.
Right, they learned how to make the wheel. So, yeah. All right, we will talk to Bert Breer. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel. More duct tape, a hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Sports Hub On Demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.